Okay, Rabbi Shai. Good evening. It is Tuesday night, 1 week before Bedika, and we are on Daf Mem Aleph.
Are we going to have over Pesach too?
Over Pesach, just to tell you, over Pesach there will be no shiurim from the night of the Bedika until after Moitzi Pesach. Anybody that wants to learn and
Moitzi Pesach,
after Moitzi Pesach,
which
will end up being on a Thursday night, Moitzi Pesach. So therefore, that Moitzi Shabbos I will resume and say the Friday Shabbos Vuelta. And if you want to do nine black, because of Tehei, we'll have to have an all nighter. Yeah. Anybody that wants to learn, please send me a note.
Are you going to start from where we finish? Or are you going to start from where...
We're going to start from the schedule.
Okay.
If that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, it's the only way.
That's the only way. We just got to... It's not the only way, but it's a mahalach.
How else are you going to do it?
It's not about a daf, it's about the yomi.
It's about the yomi. That sounds good. Listen, you can't advertise other dafim on this forum, okay? Okay, so we're gonna start a mem aleph now. Hooray, hanim olim. You have to think about the the ant holes. Shalz afar, how poor those people were. They were digging into ant holes to retrieve. What are we talking about? How many kernels of grain could there be in an ant hole? Anyway, whatever. It's just unbelievable. It's the kind of aeneas that we can't even imagine. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. So he says, Al yom lani, and the top ones go to the poor people. So that's talking about balavonim. The kernels, the top ones are the white kernels. Hatach toinim balabayas b'yirokim. That's the green kernels. Obviously, green kernels were the raw kernels, so they predated the harvest. That's one way to learn it. Okay, that's what we'll learn. Okay, so therefore we assume
they don't ripen after their.
They don't. Apparently, they don't ripen right. Rabbi Meir Amar Kol Aniyim Shesavik Leket Leket. That Rabbi Meir disagrees that everything goes to the Aniyim, regardless whether it's green, whether it's white, makes no difference. Shesavik Leket Leket. She efshar. That's the reason. Why is that true? So he says very pashut. Let's face it, every crop is going to have some green in it. So it's still a suffix. That's really the machlokas. The Rav Meir and the Chacham are arguing about the extent of, I mean, this is Rav Meir, Lashitasi, who holds Choshesh Lemuta, right? So Rav Meir holds, there's a small minority of kernels that are going to be green, and therefore this still remains a suffix. The Chacham hold that that's just such an insignificant amount, that the main greens are going to be from the previous, prior to the harvest, and therefore the fact that there are some green in every harvest is so insignificant that it's not worthy of consideration. That'll be the machlokes of Meir and the Chacham. Okay.
So is it considered bottle? Is that what they're saying? Is it not even considered?
Who's to say
the
Chachamim?
Yeah.
The against the Meir, they hold that it's not even considered a suffix. So Be'etzem, the din of suffix, leket, leket, they agree if it's a bona fide suffix. But they held that green was not considered a suffix at all. But the etzem halacha of suffix, leket, leket, they agree to Meir. Since you brought it up, they do ask the kasha that why don't you go bust a rove? Rove of what's above, let's make believe we're all underground now. And we're looking up through the hole, right? We're little ants ourselves. Supposed to look at the ant. So we're looking up through the hole and we're thinking, where are these kernels coming from? So rove of the stuff that's, you know, if you want to compare it to the chanus, that's mocher basar kasher and mocher basar treif, right? And you find the basar in the street. So if you have nine stores that sell kosher, you assume that the stuff that's in the street is kosher. It came from the rove. So hold on a second, Dov. Don't jump. You're so fast, I can't even say the kasha. So the kasha that they ask is, why can't you just assume that this kernel came from rove of the stalks, which obviously belong to the Baal HaBayis, right? Rove of the stalks belong to the Baal HaBayis. So what's going on over here? So there's a lumdusha answer, and then there's not says lumdusha answer. The not lumdusha answer is what you said. And it's considered kavua. Okay, fine. But the lumdusha answer is that the rove doesn't paskin of vadai. It's a whole arichas, and we're not going to go into it. But rove, nachnarov, it remains a suffix. You'll paskin with the rove, but it's still a suffix, and therefore the din.
Why is it still a suffix?
Because you still there's a miut, which in other words, no. In other words, there's going to be a psak. You are going to paskin a certain way, but it obliges that it was a suffix. It's a way, in other words, rove is a way to firzach. When you have a suffix, you firzach that you go bust of the rove.
Right.
But noch the psak, it was still a suffix to the extent. Therefore, the din of suffix like it will still apply.
Is that because of rachamim that we look at
there? No. It's because it's exeris hakasa of a suffix like a leket that we paskin that by the name. We're going to see the marker for suffix like a leket in a second. Okay, so that's what it is. Okay, now we're on 41a2. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chagrahi. So now we're going to explain who's the Tana that is mask. In other words, we're looking for a Tana who agrees the Suffolk Leket, but nonetheless is going to paskin that the green ones go to the Baal HaBayis. So now the Gemara is going to say, who is this? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. Now we're going to see where Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra is found, the Tani. There's a brisa that says ger shen skav hoisel lekomo. You have a ger, and he had standing grain, and then nitzaras ashel nisgayer. Like we've said many times, if it gets cut before he becomes a ger, then of course he's potter because it was cut while he was still not a non-Jew. Mishen nisgayer chayev if he gets cut after he becomes a ger, of course he's chayev because it was cut when he was a yid. Now ve'im sofik, what happens if it's a sofik? He went ahead. He went to the mikvah and they did the ma'isa geiros. And while he was away, they cut the stuff. And he doesn't know. Did they do it before he went in the water or after he came out of the water? So he's a suffolk. What do you do then? So that says in the Tanakhama says potter. He's potter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra l'chayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra says no. That's chayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra says you're chayev. So Rabbi Yochanan sees. So. What do you see from that? In other words, you see, he holds suffolk leket, right? That's the only reason. If you hold suffolk leket is not leket, then of course, you should hold like a tanakama that you're potter. But if you hold suffolk leket, so then that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say. And then Rish Lakish came and said, no, that's not. You don't have to limit yourself to the tanakama being Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. It could even be like the Tanakhama who says you're potter by the suffix by the ger. But it's different, right? Dibri Akol, Rish Lakish says, no, you could say it comes out like everybody. There's a difference. What's the difference? Yisrael, when you're talking about Yisrael means that Ikar HaChayev, in other words, Yisrael, who when the stuff grew, he was Yisrael. Except it's a suffix whether it belongs to the Oni or not to the Oni. So since it had Cheskes Chiyuv, the Chazaka is that I'm Chayiv to give Leket. So therefore, Chayiv. So therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. But Goy, Shei Korei Potter, but a guy who's from the get-go, he was a guy, and he was not Chayiv in the Leket, so therefore you're going to go bust with the main Korah, the Chazaka is he has Chazaka that he's Potter. So that's why he holds Potter. If he's a suffix, whether he was Makar before or after, the Chazaka was that he was Potter. So therefore, it could even come out like a Tanakhama. That's Rish Lakish's Taina. Okay? So you have a Machlokes of Bi'echanan and Rish Lakish, whether the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, does it have to be a beautiful Chagra? Or could it even be the Tanakhama of this Brisa with the guy? Okay? Amar Bi'echanan, Kachay Rav Meir Meshev Es Rav Yehuda Ben Chagra. So this is what Rav Meir responded to Rabbi Yehuda. In at modeli shas safek leket leket. Don't you agree that this din is safek leket leket? So why shouldn't you be concerned even by the green that should also go to the aniyim? So we're just gonna. It's just to me. I think what all he's doing is he's pointing. I'm gonna read you the next line. You know, before we go, I'll explain the difference. Next page. Rish Lakish says, "Kachayir Meisher Rameir es Chachamim." That so the difference is Rabbi Yochanan has Rabbi Meir talking to specifically Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra, because he holds that Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra was his bar pogta, whereas Rish Lakish is saying that Rabbi Meir is speaking to the Chachamim, not just Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. He's talking to both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Chagra. So ain't that Tamar Nolish something like it? So. The question here is just a question of who he's speaking to. There might be more here than what I'm telling you, but that's the simple shot in the Gemara, I think, is what I'm telling you. So it's just a discussion of who he's speaking to. There might be more here than that. I'm not sure. So is there anything else I want to...
Why does that make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, what is the difference? It's just, I guess, this was a statement that was said.
They both hold the same.
In other words... Rabbi Meir said Safek Leket Leket, and so he was saying that to somebody. So
who also holds
Safek Leket Leket. So who's he speaking to? Is he speaking just to Rabbi Makagra, or is he speaking even to the Chacham? Okay. Let's see the Gemara next. On 41b. I think if you look in the Gra, you'll see that it's a little bit more. There's a little bit more to it than what I'm telling you. How do you know the Gemara says what's the mocker for this whole din? So we have a couple of different makaris here. Only varash hatzdiku, that the poor person and the impoverished you should favor. So that means hatzdiku b'mat noisav. You should what?
Sort of what Shapsi was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a certain thing. Yeah. And ultimately, obviously, this is going to be that sort of a thing. Again, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shimon bar Kapara says the same thing. Losata mishvat avyoncha berivo. Don't favor, right, the destitute person when you're having a argument, right, in front of Beis Din. Just because he's poor doesn't mean you should show him any favor. Ein merachmim bedin, we say all the time, right? But berivo en atamatehu avomatehu at matanoisav. It's if he's having a din tar, it's one thing, but you're talking about the matnas aniyim, so, and if you have any sveikas, certainly you should favor him. On Rabbi Yochanan, v'chi zakahu mashu shana lana Rebbe, is it, zaka usually means clear, but here it's a lashon tzaki nohar, is it, how's he translated here?
Impure.
Right, is the spiritual source, is the scriptural source which Rebbe taught us impure, right? Even though Zaka means pure, but it's Lashon Sagidar. And what was the pasuk that Rabbeinu Kosh quoted? He quoted Tazov, that there's a special pasuk that says, leave it. Hanech lefnei mishalcha. You should leave even that which is yours. In other words, which Medina should perhaps be considered yours, right? Amar of law, siv lagar avli asum alamon yiyah. Again, this is another pasuk. Yeah, it should be his, whether it's yours, whether it's his. Give him the benefit of the doubt, and that's it.
So the Rambam doesn't say suffer work like it. How does he possibly say it if it's exerts cause of?
If you don't hold from suffer like it,
what do you do with?
So what do you do with all these psukim? That's a Bavli type question.
There's plenty other drushes.
I don't know. Hajj and Allah, ha'pei and itenis. Okay, good. I don't see anybody asking the question on the bottom here.
You can ask each one of these.
Yeah, I don't see anybody. I don't know. I don't see it. Okay. Start a new parak. New parak is chapter 5. Godesh shalaluka tachtov. Okay, so now you have in any field, you'll have areas where the aniyim have walked by and done their collections. And then there are going to be certain areas that Daniim just simply haven't gotten to. If I go ahead and I take my godish, I take my, is it a sheaf or a pile? And I pile up grain, like you asked yesterday, if you go ahead and you're doing the cutting, what do you do with it? So you take it and you pile it up, right? So let's suppose I start piling it up in an area which the Anim haven't collected. So the Mishnah says there's a special din. Kol hanoyes ba'aretz, all the stalks that are touching the ground, I lose those. We're going to give all those to the Anim. We're going to say soon it's going to be because of a knas. That's not where I should have put the stuff. I should never cover, because I'm covering over the area. The Anim could go possibly collect some leket. So that all goes to them.
Well, there was leket on the ground there.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know for sure whether there was or not.
But everything on the bottom is suffered leket. Everything.
Well, we're going to see in a second. Sometimes it may be very clear what it was that was mine and what it wasn't. For instance, if I tied a bundle, it would still apply. If it was a different mint, if I had wheat and that was barley, it would still apply. We're going to see. But you're right. I do believe that's true, what I'm telling you. Even though this amounts to much more than the amount of leket that was covered by the pile. That's what it says in footnote 2. Okay. Next, haruach shepizu es ha'amorim. If it was wind that scattered these sheaves over the portion of the field, then I'm going to sell kamalek and hiru yulaso. So we do an estimate. So how much is this field expected to yield for the aniyim? No, it's aniyim, and you give over that surface that you give it to the poor. It would be the I would call it the leket rate. Right? In the Wall Street Journal, you look up the leket rate for certain fields. Okay, that you don't look at each individual field. It was an established rate, which was average rate, I guess, for all normal fields, and that's what you pay. You don't have to go into each field and make an assessment. That's the machlokas tanakam. Okay, the Gemara says, "Hocha at Amar." I'm going to say, "Come like it." He really lost his finesse on the name. So the Gemara asks from the sefer to the reisha. In the end of the Mishnah, it says that you figure out what the rate is. And that's what you pay the aniyim for ko'at amar. And in the ratio you said, kol anagis varat sarir shalim, whatever's touching the ground belongs to the aniyim. Why are you giving aniyim so much in the ratio? Answer the Gemara, b'avu b'shem b'yakanon, k'nas k'onsu by the geva k'nas. Shagoda shagal b'likton shal aniyim. He piled up the grain on top of the leket, so therefore we give you a little penalty. Okay, 7. Since he piled his own grain upon the leket, he mingled the two and prevented the poor from collecting their due. That rhymes. Yeah? He mingled the two, prevented the poor from collecting their due. Yes, he is penalized and forced to give them everything that is touching the ground. Generally, this is the entire amount that is intermingled, since the leket is presumably lying on the ground and not piled high. Now, we learned above the question of leket is deemed leket. It would seem that even without a penalty, the poor should be allowed to take all the mingled grain, since it's all questionable. However, they're not entitled to do so. Why? For although each ear that is touching the ground might be a leket ear, it's obvious that not all the ears touching the ground are leket. Rather, we would estimate how much leket the field produced, and the poor would receive that amount, just like in the last case. But to penalize the owner, we're going to require them to give everything that's touching the ground, each and every ear that is possible to be like it, that is like it. Okay, that's a basic explanation over here. Okay. Akadamezis, and Mar says, Akadamezis, this is so far we're assuming where you did it on purpose. You threw your stuff down on top of the, on top of like it. I feel a shogeg. What about, now this is a question of, there seems to be a little bit of a discussion in Mefarshim whether this is a question or a statement. We're going to learn it that it's a statement. Afilu shogeg. The Gemara says, even if you do it for shogeg, not for mezid, you also get the knas. Afilu chitim al gavasayrim. Even a weed on top of barley where it's clear what's the baal biases and what's not the baal biases, same penalty. No distinction. Afilu gochu achem chutz midata. Even if other people did it without my knowledge, I still get penalized. Afilu korol aniyim v'lobo, even if I call to the aniyim, come and collect your leket from my field, and they didn't come. And that's when I got tired waiting for them, and I threw it down. afilo hachi. This would be like, if this is a statement, then what we're saying here basically is like loy plug. Loy plug, that's it. Next. Rav Imi b'shem Rish.
Can the Bala Bus collect all the leket and push it off to the side so he can finish doing his work? Or the aneim and not take it, just...
Yes, if he saw that there's leket there on the ground that's not being collected, and then they're not coming, even though he invited them, he could certainly take a rake, and I don't see any reason why not. Especially if he needs the space for his own personal work. This is actually the end of the page. So with this, we'll end the Mem Aleph on the base, and we'll continue Mem Beis, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.